Mina and Karsten of Norway, by Caroline Mabry. You have read a story of Spain and southern Europe, and one of Poland and central Europe. Now you will travel to the far north to the little country of Norway, famous for its sturdy fishermen and sailors and the wild beauty of its scenery. Of course you remember Leif the Lucky, that bold Viking who sailed to America nearly 500 years before Columbus. Let us spend a little time with Mina and Karsten, two Viking children of today. Visiting Uncle Nordahl in Valholm. It was 10 o'clock at night, and it was broad daylight. In Norway, the midsummer sun does not set, and the nights are like the days. Mina and Karsten lived in the Flam Valley. The high walls of the mountains came down to enclose it, and many waterfalls trickled down into the valley. The children's red house stood facing the fjord. Now they were helping their father gather hay. It was thrown over racks which stood near the barn like helter-skelter broken fences. A rack stood here and another there, for there is so much rain in Norway that the hay will not dry if piled on the ground. The children talked of the wonderful journey they were to have tomorrow. When they'd carried the last armload of hay to the barn, they ran to the house, and their mother said they must go to sleep early so that they'd awaken for their journey tomorrow morning. As if they could oversleep! They were going to visit their uncle, who lived in Valholm, and the visit was a great event to them. Their clothes were already packed in a brown cloth bag with a shawl strap around it. It lay in the corner, looking like a giant sausage. When the children wakened the next morning, the boat whistle was already sounding. Mina and Karsten hurried on board with their bag, and the boat pulled out into the fjord. The water looked miles deep, and the children knew that in places it was